can't believe we're paying to see something we get on TV for free. If you ask me, everybody in this theater is a giant sucker. Especially you!
Four-finger discount, dude.
Welcome to a bonus episode of Four Finger Discount, coming right at you from the Torrent This Studios. I'm Mitch.
I am Dan, proudly brought to you by the Simpsons Best Moments Facebook page and nohomers.net.
Yes, thank you very much to our sponsors for all of the fantastic work you do. Now, Dando, why are we here today?
We're doing something that people have been asking us to do for quite a long time now, since we started the podcast, and that's review the Simpsons movie.
But with a twist, because we will do a proper review of this movie, but for right now, we thought it'd be a little bit fun. It's midweek, and you've got the week off work, so we've got a little bit more time to edit something. We're going to sit down and do a movie commentary. So we'll obviously be talking about the things on the movie, and we'll talk about what we like and what we don't like as it comes along. But for yourselves at home, if you've got The Simpsons movie handy, you'll be able to pop this on, watch it alongside as you go. Now, ideally, it's still going to be entertaining enough, or if you know the movie back to front, then you'll probably be able to watch this. Oh, sorry. You'll probably be able to listen to this without actually watching the movie as well. But if not, it's going to be great to put on as a little companion piece. There's like 25 different audio commentaries on the actual DVD as it is. This is just an extra one, little bonus one coming at you.
And obviously, we're not going to be able to sit there and critique everything as it's happening because, like we do for the episodes, because we don't have the time. Shit's going to be happening nonstop. So it's just going to be 80 minutes of us going, that's cool. I'm glad they did that. That's funny. But like Mitch said, we're going to actually do a review episode of the movie as well. So don't stress.
We've never done it before. We don't know how this is going to go. To be honest, we haven't rehearsed anything.
It'd probably be terrible.
Here goes.
You know what the scary thing is? We can't edit anything now.
No, exactly. We have to talk the whole way. Normally, when we do this, there's bits where I'm like, and Dano gets rid of that, and I sound really fluent the way I talk.
I cut out so many ums, man.
I know.
So many ums.
Yeah. So,
and I think, how long do we usually record for? About 2 hours? We get about,
usually.
What, 30 minutes of proper audio?
We record for like a week, and we get an hour and a half worth of good material.
So, all right, guys. Here we go.
Dando's got the remote in his hand. We're going to count down, all right? So we hit play at the same time.
So on the third beep, I'm going to put in beeps.
Okay.
Like, beep, beep. They're pretend beeps.
They weren't the two.
Yes, okay. So on the third beep.
This is like Lethal Weapon.
Yes,
on the third. Do we go on three or is it one, two, then go?
On three. So okay. When you hear the third beep coming in right now, it's time to push play.
And we are underway. So we've got the 20th Century Fox opening titles.
Now, I remember when I went to the cinema to watch this. God, I was so excited. But when it came from the screen like this, it's so small. And I'm thinking, what is happening? What is happening? What is happening? I thought this was going to be full screen. What the fuck are they doing to me here?
Yeah, wasn't overly happy. I like whenever 20th Century Fox screw around with their opening titles by getting Ralph involved in this
one.
That
was Matt Groening's idea, apparently.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Now, I actually went to see this in gold class. I was excited.
So I went to I've still got my ticket inside my DVD case, 10 a.m. screening, Village Cinemas Geelong.
For those guys outside of Australia, gold class is like it's like restaurant stroke cinema. So you've got big leather recliners. Now, we're opening here with... is that Itchy or Scratchy? Which one's the mouse?
That is Scratchy. That's Itchy the mouse there.
Okay. So, landing on the moon. What a cool way to actually kick off the movie with its own little in-movie.
Because I listened to the commentary this afternoon. Apparently, it was in pre-production for like 5 or 6 years or something, right?
Yep.
It was always going to start off with an Itchy and Scratchy cartoon.
Okay. I didn't know that. That's pretty fascinating. Violent as well.
Yeah.
Which is another really good way to kick off an episode. And... an episode. I'm going to have to get my head around the fact that these aren't episodes that we're watching. They're the movies that we're watching.
A bit of an outdated joke here with Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, definitely. Although she's still around.
Yeah, I guess so.
Still off to the side. It's a really kind of... It's probably one of the only times we get to see a long-form Itchy and Scratchy episode. Because when you think about it, up until now, we've only ever seen maybe 20-second, 30-second episodes... of the show and little outtakes and clips throughout the actual series. To sit down and watch like this, it's like a really elaborate spy versus spy that we're watching here.
Yeah, good 2 to 3 minutes. Can you remember going back when they first announced The Simpsons movie, how excited you were? I remember, I can't remember what movie it was, but the ad beforehand, it was just that commercial with Homer and wearing the Superman shirt on the couch. Do you remember that ad?
Yeah, definitely. What I remember thinking was having not been super into the show for a long time, it suddenly made it so relevant to me again.
Yeah?
Sorry, I was about to laugh there. So now we've just interjected back into the real world with Homer. Really good meta joke there, telling everyone that's come to watch the show that they are suckers.
I think that's why they wanted to start off with the cartoon, just so they can do this gag and have it break out into widescreen. Now, this is the point right now when it breaks into widescreen. I was like, ah, finally. Okay, now I can rest. I literally remember the first two or so minutes panicking.
Yeah. I was a bit like that when I went to see The Dark Knight and The Dark Knight Rises, because Christopher Nolan's filmed a lot of that in IMAX, but not all of it in IMAX.
And the first is a bit smaller, isn't it?
Yeah, there's like it's cut in a letterbox from time to time. You're like, what the hell is going on here? I will not illegally download the movie, The Chalkboard Gag.
Yeah, that's good.
I would like to hope that everyone out there... I actually didn't.
Neither did I.
I was recently given a hard drive that had it on there, but I did not partake.
Yeah, I've got the DVD version and the Blu-ray. We're watching the Blu-ray version of it right now.
Yeah, we are, which is really good. Because when you're watching animated Green Day, you want to make sure that they are in the highest definition possible.
Yeah. Apparently, I said in the commentary this afternoon, they wanted a rock band for this scene, this particular scene.
Yep.
And I'm thinking, who can they get? And just at that moment, a letter popped in saying, Green Day want to be on the show.
Well, that's pretty handy.
And it was very handy. It's just one of those moments of like, okay, we know it's got to be Green Day, but they're saying that Green Day never answered their phone calls for like months.
Lord, give me a sign.
Yeah.
Are Green Day an overly environmental band, do we know?
I have no idea.
They're not one that I was ever really aware of.
Are they still a thing? Like, are they still making albums or are they just...
I don't know. If they are, they're certainly not making any good ones.
Yeah, well,
it's been a while.
They're highly successful, but I haven't heard a new... Not that I'm really into new music anymore, but I haven't really heard a new single from them for a while.
No, I mean, a huge band in their time. I as far as your pop punk rock goes, this was a pretty nice joke, actually, segueing into the Titanic violin.
I always remember Green Day for the finale of Seinfeld, Time of Your Life.
Yeah, that was...
Or the clip show beforehand, the
that
finale.
That legitimately brought tears to my eyes watching the final of Seinfeld, purely because of that song. Sorry, the organ lady playing American Idiot.
Throwback to like Bart sells his soul.
Yeah.
Well, like everyone in the church, before we get into that, the silhouettes here, we always say how they wanted the characters to be drawn like that so you can tell who they are by silhouette form.
Recognize them in silhouette form.
You look at that and you're like, it's so true. You can just tell who each character is from that silhouette.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, what I was going to say was every character in this shot is a somebody. Quite often in the episodes, the first couple of rows will be people that you know and the rest are just nobodies.
Yeah.
But going back and watching this movie this afternoon, I noticed they put so many characters into this movie. Roderick Tatum's behind them right there.
Yeah, you're right. Even just in that opening little rock sequence as well, it's again, there's no filler. They are all there.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing that I'm noticing here as well is that just the animation, I'm assuming they would have had a higher budget for the movie, but maybe it's even just watching it on Blu-ray, but it felt cinematic watching this. It felt different.
Well, the show wasn't in HD yet.
Oh, okay.
Big deal. It was the first time you saw The Simpsons in widescreen.
Yeah. Like Lovejoy pointing down, Homer turning around to everyone. There's elements of 3D in it.
It's the shadows. You never get the shadows on the normal old episodes.
Yeah, you don't.
That's what made it different.
That's a kind of nice little... that almost looked like a throwback to Indiana Jones. The first Indiana Jones film, like the sun shining through the staff. I'm not sure if that was at all what they were going for there, but that was just... it popped into my head as something that everyone...
Apparently, this was meant to be Marge that got this moment instead of Grandpa.
Okay.
But they felt that it made the movie too dark.
Yeah, okay. Well, it gets dark as it is with Marge. So.
Yeah, yeah. Because they have the scene after this where they're in the car. They couldn't transition to them doing their everyday duties if it was... I like that joke, by the way, too. You get
this book doesn't have any answers. Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Where they're doing chores at home. They're like, if your wife just did this like crazy sort of rant... You wouldn't just go to your everyday duties again?
No, you wouldn't.
Because it's Grandpa, it's like, yeah, it's only Grandpa.
Yeah, exactly. You roll him up in your carpet and you toss him back to the old folks' home and you forget that it ever happened.
Now, you laughed at that joke. What was it, the Bible one?
Like trying to calm Grandpa down and Homer just quickly scanning through the Bible after being told, like, do something. This book doesn't have any answers. it's kind of, look, it's an obvious gag, but it's a fun gag as well. It's a little bit, actually, the way that the way the show is currently written, that there's not as much subtlety to the jokes anymore in a lot of the cases. Like, still funny, but it's kind of...
It's in your face,
humor. It's broad brush strokes rather than subtle.
I felt the first, say, half an hour of this movie really felt like an old-school episode of The Simpsons.
Yeah.
It had a lot of, I don't know what it was, but it felt like an old episode of The Simpsons to me.
Yeah, it definitely, I mean, they had so long to work on it.
I love that little crack.
They would have really wanted to make sure that they got this right. And did they, you were listening to the audio commentaries, did they do anything to get older writers involved again? Or was it just the current staff? How did that work?
They had so many writers. I think they got virtually everyone in just to write a portion of this movie. I think everyone got a writing credit in this movie. But
yep.
I don't think they mentioned it in the commentary. I've just read that somewhere, I think.
Yep. Haven't sinkholes become a real fad these days, by the way? Like, who, up until 2012... Oh, when did this movie come out?
2007.
Okay, so this is 2007. Up until 2000, when have you ever heard of a sinkhole opening up?
Neither.
These days, every month, someone's losing their life to sinkholes.
Yep. This is a classic Simpsons gag, by the way.
Yeah. Now, this was one of the big ones from the trailer, wasn't it?
I'll teach you to laugh at something that's funny, yeah.
Yeah. But I remember that, yeah, this was played a lot going in, so it was really one of those things that you knew was coming, but it was, it's just a very, very fun moment as well. And I love any game of truth or dare that gets out of hand.
One thing I should have mentioned, you know when Itchy and Scratchy in the cartoon, when he sends off the missiles?
Yeah.
That was a great bait and switch because they used that in the trailer as if it was the guy sending off the bombs. That's what he was doing to Springfield.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And you find out, oh, it's just an Itchy and Scratchy cartoon. There's no nuclear missiles going off at Springfield.
Yeah. Well, not yet. Much, much worse things will be happening to Springfield.
I thought this was an odd story to go with Bart liking Flanders for the movie, but it was something different. Like, that's what the movie sort of, I went into it thinking, how are they possibly going to give us a story that we haven't seen before?
Yeah, that's true.
And how often,
Grandpa reading the Oatmeal Enthusiast. Yeah.
How often do we see Bart and Flanders have a touching relationship?
Well, not really at all until the one where, isn't there the one where he's going to baptize him? It's not really a touching relationship, but you do see the kind side of Ned, that he wants to take him in.
In this
movie, it's not as overbearing, though. It's more of a mutual kind of, Ned wants to give of himself, and Bart is more than willing to accept Ned into his life a little bit here.
There was a really awkward moment that was taken out of the movie that I'll mention when it was supposed to come up.
Okay.
Between Flanders and Bart. Oh, man, if they had left this in the movie,
yeah, all right.
So super weird.
Okay, I'll keep an eye out for that one. Is that an ironing board on the front porch?
I didn't see. It's too late to rewind now. Do you know the original story was that Lisa's boyfriend in this movie was going to be Milhouse, but apparently when they tested it to audiences, the current audiences weren't aware of his infatuation with Lisa.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do your research, guys.
Exactly.
Get out there. I'm glad that wouldn't have happened, though, because I prefer Milhouse just being a dweeb, little Poindexter that doesn't quite ever get the girl.
The only stupid thing is we never see Colin anymore. Not that I'm aware of. He doesn't become a relevant character.
He's got an annoying little mullet going on at the back.
Yeah. If you're going to include him in the movie in such a way, he needed to become a relevant character, a recurring character at least.
Yeah, it would have made sense. Who voiced him? Was that anyone in particular?
I wouldn't off the top of my head.
All right, well, I'm going to look that up.
All righty then. It's not very often we see Lisa in love with a dude like this either, is it?
No, it's not.
Not that she loves chicks either, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, but as it is, it's one of the few times that she's ever met someone that's like her as well, that also likes her. Rather than, there's no competition involved.
That's the thing,
this is just someone that she can be friends with and sort of interact on the same level for the first time in a long time.
And the way she reacts to, but this bothered me actually. Look how outdated the phone is here. I know this movie came out in 2007, but still.
And yet somehow it still has a video.
Yeah, What mobile phones had aerials on it in 2007?
Yeah, I know. That would have at least been a flip phone.
And why would the... We had HD phones back then, did we not? Or at least...
What was the first iPhone?
It wasn't pixelated like that. We shouldn't be nitpicking, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. Trust comic book guy, though, to be the one that would just pull out a camera and film. And how much does that happen as well, by the way? Whenever you see something going awful these days, how many people's first inclination is just grab a mobile rather than to actually help somebody?
Yeah. Especially, I hate it when you go to a concert as well and people are watching the concert through their phones.
Yeah.
It's watch the gig.
Live in the moment, guys.
You know someone else is going to be filming it. Just fucking enjoy the show.
Yeah, definitely.
And that banner that just came up then, that originally was going to say...
Are you smarter than a celebrity?
I was originally going to say, what are you going to do? Entertain yourselves? Don't make us laugh. But they felt the joke was too long. Alrighty here. So Homer is daring Bart to do the nudie run, skateboard through the city.
Yeah. Have you ever done a nudie run?
I have. I did.
No encouragement required.
Yeah. I did it at school. I did skinny dipping. Does that count?
That's close enough.
And then, and then our clothes got hidden, so we had to run back to a hotel naked. I guess it's a nudie run.
This is so glorious from Bart. And there's one of those classic Ralph lines that everyone that likes Ralph would like. It's got like an Austin Powers kind of vibe about it. That there's
Wait, here we go. It's the moment. Here we go. Bart's doodle. It's coming. It's coming.
And
there it is.
There we go.
I remember in the cinemas, everyone was like, because you kind of thought, how good's the animation here, by the way? It looks so good.
It's fantastic.
So it's like, Futurama does this a lot. It's very 3D like.
Yeah, yeah. They've really gone to a lot of effort to get some depth involved.
Now, this shot here was using a lot of promotional posters, Bart against the window with the cheese.
And the French fry.
The chip in front of his doodle.
Not the first time that they've made that joke. That's really similar to Homer bouncing naked across the church roof, the glass roof that had been installed.
When was that?
The one where Homer and Marge get caught naked out about town.
And his window, his ass is dragging on the window.
And like, gaze up at God's ceiling. Now at the floor. Look at God's floor. God's floor. I would be a little bit embarrassed if...
A little bit?
If a leaf, one solitary leaf, was enough to cover all of my manhood.
If only you knew how it felt, man.
That would be a pretty... You'd have to move town.
Oh, man.
You can't ever come back from that.
If you've been chained up. I feel like the way the police handle this situation is not how a normal police force would handle the situation.
I feel like the way these police handle any situation is
how long were
they
eating
it.
For? They're like, they chained up to a pole. They chained to a pole
He's
naked.
He's been there all day nude.
Yeah. Why have they been eating all day nude?
In the movie...
Always nude.
A Time to Kill with Matthew McConaughey and Sandra Bullock. The Ku Klux Klan do that to Sandra Bullock's character.
Really?
Not entirely naked, but they just tie to a pole wearing very little in a hot swamp. This is the police force acting like the KKK.
Yep. How
good old Springfield.
How much of a dick is Homer, by the way?
Yeah,
They'll mention this in the commentary, how they're trying to find that balance between being a dick and still being likable.
Yeah.
But I just feel Homer's just a terrible, terrible person in this movie.
It's one of those ones where what they've tried to do is go for balance by having an equal amount of dick scenes equal amount of scenes where Homer is being a bastard and try to counteract that with Homer then seeing the light and being nice later in the movie. But... as you said, it's much harder and would have been much better to have a scene where Homer is both.
Yeah.
It's not easy to write that. So, it's one of those things. If you're going to criticize, get out there and do it better. But it would have been better overall had they been able to find that balance within the character as a whole, not just bouncing from one polar extreme to another. Now, what we have here, this was one of my favorite moments throughout the movie, the idea of the ad. But then, of course, Spider Pig, the introduction of one of the...
Yes, Plopper.
Probably the main meme to have come out of the movie, really.
Yeah, Spider Pig. Even people that don't follow The Simpsons, they know what Spider Pig is.
Yeah, and I don't really understand...
I don't get the infatuation with it.
I didn't think it was all that funny.
It's not that funny. I don't understand it.
It's the most basic... It's like... It's a real dad joke. Like, we were talking in one of our podcasts the other day about how people that don't like AFL will call it gay-AFL. It's the least interesting and it's the least creative thing that you could come up with to just take Spider-Man and put Pig on the end.
Yeah.
But, that said, people do love this.
And they've made a lot of money out of that term, Spider-Pig.
Cute little pig.
Here we go. Marge has got a little theory happening. So the first one's popped up. Twisted Tail.
A Twisted Tail. Did you ever have...
I like the Maggie's playing the baby blaster. That she took off Bart.
Did you ever have the... those words on a fridge, or did you ever go to someone's house that did?
See, this is funny. It actually ties in well. On our fridge, we used to have, Dad got it from work. He had a Bart and a Homer, the body, and they were in their underwear, and you had different clothes and you could dress them.
Yeah, right.
That's what was on our fridge. The Simpsons have always been in my life. It's so weird. I completely forgot about that until you just asked me.
I just always loved those word magnets. And like whenever you went to someone else's house, you would try to come up with the most filthy message
or dirty word you possibly could.
It was fantastic.
And then run away, hoping no one saw you do
it. Yeah, exactly. They were the best ones.
Yeah.
When it's the next day and they're like, hey, man, did you do this? Because my mom's really upset about it.
I remember I had a birthday party once. And my mates logged onto my family computer. And have you ever heard of Tub Girl?
Oh.
Now, I highly advise, if you guys are listening out there,
Google Tub Girl.
Do not go to Tub Girl.
Addie.
But anyone who knows Tub Girl,
Connor,
will appreciate this.
What was the 9-year-old that you had here the other day?
Taj. Do not Google.
Don't go on the internet for at least a week until you've forgotten that this exists.
Yes. And
but for everyone else.
He made that picture my family computer's desktop background. And he thought, right, he thought that it was just my computer, that I was he was logged in onto my login.
That it was just going to be your login, but it came up
on
everyone.
The family ones. My sister went up there and just screamed.
You know now everyone that hasn't seen it is looking it up. And even people that have seen it are
unsubscribed,
probably looking
unsubscribed.
It up. We are not recommending
Seriously, Tub Girl. Don't look it up, guys. Do not look it up. I just made that comment for those that know what Tub Girl is. You'll appreciate how awkward it was for me.
Yeah, don't. Oh, my God. Lemon Party, on the other hand, is a delightful website you can go check out.
We missed that that classic. It's like a classic old school kind of Simpsons joke with a Bart and Homer fishing, and he chucks the what's it, the buzzer, whatever it is, the bug zapper,
the electric, the
into
bug
the water,
to kill all the
why,
fish.
Why he would try and eat a raw fish out of the water is beyond me, but it works for the joke.
Sometimes you just need some trout in your life.
Yes.
Okay, so Colin, I've finally come across this, was voiced by nobody. I'm sorry.
A kid called Colin.
You starred in the Simpsons movie and I didn't, so I'm not going to. Tress MacNeille is his name.
No, Tress MacNeille, she's one of the most popular Simpsons voice actors.
Oh, her name.
You idiot. You don't know who Tress MacNeille is? She has a crazy cat lady and everything.
You know how... Oh, crazy cat lady?
No, she does Lindy Lagan. What's her name? She's like a fucking the annoying businesswoman. The blonde hair, short blonde hair. Lindsay Nagel.
Are you sure that we're not able to go back and edit stuff?
No. fool.
I apologize.
Tress MacNeille, good God, man.
Colin does appear in a couple episodes post the movie.
Okay.
In an episode, he loves to fly and he does, only in the opening sequence, and was in Lisa the Drama Queen.
That doesn't count. The opening sequence.
Behind the laughter, Lisa believed his dad to be Bono out of U2. We kind of missed that joke.
This is funny here. But expecting that Homer's going to choke him. So he just starts choking himself.
it's like a Pavlovian response.
It's a nice moment here too. Like they're saying in the commentary that they thought it was going to be a bit awkward how Bart asked Flanders to tap him on the shoulder. Like, is it going to be weird for a grown man to be tapping a boy on the shoulder and the boy liking it?
After you've already shown the boy's penis, is there anything really that's going to get weird from this point?
But like, I get how some people might think that's a bit weird, but it's a nice moment to see Bart getting some fatherly love that he's never received from Homer.
Yeah, definitely. I love this that it's the old Springfield pollutant hole.
Yeah.
Like everyone just heads down here with what is in Barney coming out of the back of a truck.
It's like a reference to that. Remember Dinosaurs, the sitcom, not the mama? Walks in the door, honey, I'm home.
And how often does Springfield have a town meeting where everyone goes to? Have you ever been to a town meeting in your life?
Oh, it never happens in real life, but it happens all the time at Springfield. How are we going to spend the monorail? No, they spend the money on the monorail.
Tress MacNeille, pronounced MacNeil.
Yeah.
Voices regular characters.
Of course she does.
Agnes Skinner.
Yes.
And Lindsay Nagel. She has been in every episode of the show since 1999.
He is a nobody.
Oh my God, I am so sorry.
Oh man, there goes any credibility you had, sir.
I don't know about
look at this crowd shot. Every person is relevant.
It's so beautifully done, yeah. Like you could just get... You have to get the freeze frame out to see all of the people.
Oh, I was doing it this afternoon, pushing pause constantly.
It would have been such a nightmare... No, not nightmare. I'm sure the animators would have loved it.
Yeah.
But it was such a huge task that...
Like, even the Allison, Lisa's rival, her dad was just in that shot.
If I'm not mistaken, I think I just saw Carl up the back there as well. He kind of tanned man with blonde hair.
Oh, like as in Harvey Fierstein?
Yeah, Harvey Fierstein's Carl. Is that Krusty the Clown's dad in the background there? Right. We've got...
Oh, no, that's not Carl. That's Milhouse's mum's new boyfriend. What's his name? The gladiator dude?
Oh, yeah, right.
You know who I mean?
Yeah.
Or so the power plant.
Lenny and Carl to the day, to save the day. And I love that genuinely...
How often
like
does an entire city get behind something like that? It happens all the time in Springfield.
There are no professionals here. Like, outside of those guys in the background just doing the construction work... The whole thing is a volunteer effort.
Yeah,
that's probably why it fails so badly. Springfield never just go, we better get a contractor in.
Well, their way of stopping pollution is just putting a concrete, 1 foot high concrete slab around.
Yeah, that'll work.
This is funny though, trying to get cleaners to go through. I can't. I simply can't. Try and dump something in the lake.
So far, they are really continuing along that thing of, well, by now, it's becoming apparent that if there was a character that you wanted in this movie, you're going to find a moment where they will be in this movie.
Or at least, they'll be in there somewhere. They might not have a speaking role, but they'll appear.
Yeah.
I remember when this movie first came out, I was so disappointed with it. I didn't like it. I think a lot of people were in the same vote. But you go back now and watch it, and you got to appreciate how much work went into this movie. And reviewing it and stuff now, I realized it actually is pretty good. There's a few moments that have got a bit boring. This moment always bothered me. Hey, he was saying he's going to kiss Plopper. I'm like,
That's just one of those jokes for me where it's like, it's so awkward because he said they would kiss.
That's New Day Simpsons, which just did not need to happen. Didn't need to happen.
No, it didn't. And I'm glad you pointed that out because we are going to go, like, we'll point out the things that we do like. And there's a lot that I like about this movie, but there's stuff like that I don't like. On the balance of it all, when the movie came out, I walked away happy, not over the moon. It never was going to stand up, I think, to the really great glory years of The Simpsons for me.
It was never going to live up to our expectations because we waited so fucking long for it.
But I also wasn't unhappy. There wasn't, outside of the fact that I would have liked maybe the overall writing quality to be a bit better, that's the only complaint. Like, production-wise, I liked the reach that they had in the story. I liked that it didn't just feel like
Harry Plopper.
It didn't just feel like a long Simpsons episode. It genuinely feels like a movie with Simpsons characters in it.
Which would have been so much more better if it had Hank Scorpio.
It would have been. So did we discuss this on a podcast?
Yeah, we did. Last episode, they asked which character did I wish was in the movie.
Yeah, right.
And this scene here, we just sort of interrupt you, but going into it, they told you that a main character was going to be killed off in the movie, mm-hmm. which is what made this scene here, when you see the chief with the gun in his mouth, and the gun goes off. Whoa! That was close. And I remember everyone pissed themselves laughing because everyone was like, "It's Chief Wiggum." Wait, no, it's not. And he acknowledged, "Whoa, that was close." You know,
that would have been a pretty goddamn violent way to take someone out as well. By the way, just blowing their brains out in HD.
Can you remember who it is that dies? Come on, man.
Paul Molman.
No.
Molman just got. Oh, okay. No, off the top of my head, I don't.
Dr. Nick.
Oh, Dr. Nick
gets crushed by the glass.
Oh, he gets crushed by the glass at the end. As
you find out, Mitch hasn't watched the movie in a long time.
Yeah, I haven't really sat down and watched it since it actually came out. So this was one thing that...
Really?
I've caught bits and pieces when it's sort of been replayed on pay TV, but I've not sat down myself and put it on DVD.
When I first got it. I ordered the DVDs. I remember when it came out. This used to be a site called EasyDVD.com.
I love that. Yeah.
It might still be around. I don't know, but I don't buy DVDs anymore, but whatever.
Okay. So, I'm going to tell a completely unrelated story about Easy DVD shortly, but you finish yours.
Okay, so I remember ordering the DVD off there, and when you used to pre-order movies, you'd get these awesome metal tins.
Yeah, collector's edition.
And they sounded so good, and you get them, and you're like, these don't sit on my shelf at all, because and the side of them where the name of the movie usually appears was like a hinge.
Yeah.
So there was no, you didn't know what it was, so it was irrelevant getting this tape, this tin, because you never use it.
I recently had to go and throw out all of my sort of collective DVD things purely because I was like, this doesn't mean anything to anybody. It's not going to make anything. This is a nice little joke about not pointing out where Springfield is.
Plus, we also mentioned that the Thousand Night Squirrel just made its first appearance as well.
Yeah. certainly seems odd. Yeah. I had to get rid of all the tins because they just don't sit on the shelf.
I threw them all out except for the Simpsons movie tin. Something about the Simpsons, I just have to hang on to something. I don't know what it is.
My Easy DVD story, I had a friend who was finishing up at work. And so Easy DVD used to be an online store as well as a retail store. You could go and buy DVDs.
You could too, yeah. I think it's still a site though, man. I'm pretty sure.
I think so, but the retail side of things has gone down. Yeah. And I feel like I may have in some small way contributed to that. We're about to get our first sight of Russ Cargill here. I'm going to interrupt my own story when important things come up.
Yeah.
Russ, of course, voiced by
Albert Brooks.
Albert Brooks, who we would have loved having play.
Like, if you have the dude there, just have him do Hank Scorpio. I don't fucking understand it.
Yeah. Now, this was one other joke that the idea of having President Schwarzenegger as played by Rainier Wolfcastle, he was already governor.
Do you know who voiced him?
Was he? No.
Harry. It was Harry.
Oh, Harry. Yep. Was he already governor at the time? You're not into politics.
But, you know, he would have been.
Okay, so let's say he's already governor of California. So because of that, it's not really that funny for me to have him in the White House. He was already in elected office. What difference does it make?
Yeah.
Like, this isn't a joke. It's just a natural extension of reality. Anyway.
Easy DVD.
Friend of mine was moving to Melbourne. We weren't going to see him for a while, so we had to organize a going away card. She was a huge Bruce Willis fan. And Die Hard 4 had only recently come out.
Yeah.
Now, you know, at the front of stores where they have the magnetic security devices that if you walk through,
yeah.
they'll beep off. They had like this big shoulder high, virtually life-size Bruce Willis fold around poster surrounding one of those to try and hide the security device. So I stood out the front.
Can I just interrupt? This yep. guy here bothered me so much. Moe's Bar being next to the church. Being next to the church and the fact that it says Moe's Bar, so that the people that weren't super fans would understand that Moe's is a bar.
Yeah, they, and they said okay, in the commentary, they said,
They said in the commentary they knew this joke would really annoy the hardcore fans because it's appealing to the people that aren't hardcore fans of The Simpsons. Just to it dumbs it down. Moe's is a bar.
Yeah, okay, but look, I still like the crux of the joke though. Of people in religion turning to alcohol.
This is hilarious. Martin gets sent off, bink, and he hits the glass. This character here was originally voiced by Edward Norton, and they changed it because Edward Norton doing a Woody Allen impersonation, and they felt that it took away from the movie.
I was going to say, did Edward Norton just demand editing rights and he wanted to recut the film from start to finish and turn it into about how he saves racism? Not saves racism. Prevents racism. Yeah. Very under the dome, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, obviously. But the correct option is to step outside the dome every day of the week. Back to Easy DVD. So I was standing out the front for a really, 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 really long time, and I waited and waited and waited, and finally opportunity presented when the tall guy that worked there, he went out the back to collect something. The other woman that worked there was a short Scottish lady who was about 55. She ducked down to pick something up from behind the counter, and I pounced. I took Bruce Willis. I took it straight off the top. I'm in the middle of a crowded mall shopping center, but I was dressed nicely, and I got it. We got everyone to sign it, presented it. That Bruce Willis poster still stands in Jess's bedroom to this day.
Really?
So it's one of the proudest things that I've ever done. I went back like 2 weeks later.
You're a supervillain.
I know. I went back because I wanted to get a Superbad poster. So I went in to ask for that one. I was like, do you guys have any leftover Superbad posters? Or what do you do with those when you don't need them? And the woman's gone, well, we usually give them away. That is when they're not stolen. Now, she didn't know that I had done it. But she was like, would you believe that last week someone came and we had this beautiful Bruce Willis and they stole it? And I was like, no, they are a bunch of savages in this town. And what I loved is that she had said that now the girls...
We're missing a very important scene here, by the way.
Okay. Well, all right. Sorry. So this is obviously where Russ Cargill is telling the guys of Springfield...
That you're pretty much bummed. You're stuck in a dome.
Yeah, you're done. You've ruined the planet.
Yeah, so we're locking you up in this dome and you ain't going anywhere.
We're keeping you out of humanity.
It's actually kind of mean, really.
Kind of mean? This is worse than anything Mr. Burns ever came up with.
Yeah, pretty much.
All because of a little bit of pollution. And yes. This is where the thing is. Environmentalists are the real scourge on society. They're the ones causing the trouble. So anyway, I've gone back to her and she said about how, the people at Sunglasses Hut... Because he was dressed nicely, they assumed he was a sales rep. And that was exactly what my plan was. So I had to fight this grin the whole way through going, it worked exactly as I wanted it to. And the kicker is I ended up getting the Superbad poster for free anyway.
Oh, awesome.
So what I did is essentially I've like beaten up it'd be like beating up a kid and then going to his parents' house like a week later and just like, so how's Timmy doing? Is he okay? Without them knowing that you're the one that beat him up.
I wonder how many people are pissed off that would have spent 10 minutes talking about Easy DVD and not what happened in the movie.
I think they would have enjoyed it. There's only so much about the movie that I'm going to be able to say. Trappuccino, I do like a pun.
Yeah. So you just imagine how many hours they spent writing every single sign in this movie and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like on a thing.
Yeah. Here. The little bits there, of the animation just of those trees moving is more... detail than you ever would get in what you'd be used to seeing in The Simpsons.
What they were saying in the commentary that because it's widescreen, they had to fill it full of stuff, but everything, if you push pause on every frame, there's something interesting to look at on all parts
Have
of the
look
screen.
At how detailed the holes on the TV
are. You can see inside it and it's lit up, yeah.
Yeah, like it, even
the shadows on the house.
Yeah, the reflections of the glass on the dome. I mean, part of that is to show that the dome
is actually
there.
The bin in the background.
Yeah, exactly. The house. Yes, walls.
So this obviously is the planting the seed for what's going to happen in about 10 minutes' time when the family escape the dome.
Yeah, of course.
I love that Homer sees himself. I'm out of the dome. See you later.
Yeah. How often does Marge just have an exasperated sigh in her life? And Maggie, what I like
Maggie was too smart in this movie. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
know. Well, I kind of flash back to Call of the Simpsons, that Maggie's just unflappable.
She's always been like this, she's, I guess, hasn't she?
She'll find herself in a really dangerous situation. She's a baby outside the dome. She's cool with it. Yeah. She knows how to get back.
One of my favorite Maggie scenes is when she's driving the car and she's doing the in the window, you know, the road rage. Yep. Yeah.
Oh, dear. So this is where Homer has been busted as being the man that polluted the river.
And but it also sets up that Marge says, I told you and you still didn't listen to me. It sets up that relationship breakdown.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. And boy, does it break down. Ooh, like, man. There have been times throughout the show where Homer and Marge have... Sorry, I was laughing at the sign, get him. there have been times through the show where obviously Homer and Marge have had trouble. But what comes up, and I'm not going to talk about it.
How good
happens.
Is this shot, by the way, though?
This is beautiful.
Now, the way they did this was they hand drew every character and computerized the background. Okay. So they're actually like flat figures. That's why it looks like this.
Yep.
But it's just, how good is that,
was
man?
That,
and they're going the wrong direction.
Yeah.
But it looks good.
And, of course, Homer giving it away.
Yeah.
Again, that float through the crowd, or that great camera work through the crowd, every single face recognizable.
Yeah.
It never fails to amaze me just how much attention they put into the background, into everything in this show.
Yeah. The great Marge Lisa moment here. Lisa saying how angry she is, Marge saying just bottle it up, it's what we do.
You're a woman, you can hold it in forever. Yeah. What I was saying there was...
What were you saying, Mitchell?
There's the first gap. We've made it this far without a gap in me talking. But that just then, my brain stopped. And right now, I just need a little bit more coffee. And then I'll be able to continue that
One
sentence.
Thing I didn't know is grandpa, obviously in America, is spelled G-R-A-M-P-A. Here we spell it grand, G-R-A-N-D-P-A, do we not?
We do, yeah. I'm wondering if grandpa is kind of like some bitch or son of a bitch, like it's more of just a colloquial way of doing it.
Maybe. Tell us.
Yeah, what do you call your grandpappy if you're living overseas? I was going to say is that there have been...
This reminds me of Resident Evil when the arms going through the wall.
Oh, God, yeah.
And this gag, Homer.
And I like the hands kind of like, it's almost like snakes.
And then they're looking, they're like, yeah, this isn't right.
That's a little bit of a future... Right there, the animation looks really Futurama.
Yeah, the eyes do.
Hole,
yeah, you're
more
right.
More like I'm watching Futurama than I'm watching The Simpsons.
I think it's because we're so used to the new Futurama being so 3D-like.
Yeah, probably.
But you're right. Because Futurama and The Simpsons, they look similar, but they also have their own unique style, don't they?
Yeah. Again, for the detail, and I don't want to keep harping on this too much, but the stars in the background, it'd be really easy for those not to exist. The fact that it's not just a pitch black night sky, that it's a sort of evening sunset.
Yeah. Like, It looks beautiful.
It looks gorgeous. It's easily the best I've ever seen the show look. And
I could have done without this gag as well. Homer's tongue.
The frog tongue.
That's a modern day humor joke that's just stupid.
Yeah, a little bit. Doesn't need to exist. Although, for an Australian-based podcast, more than happy to see a shrimp on the barbie.
And here, Marge, what does she grab? She grabs their wedding video.
Yeah.
And Marge, I can't remember what Homer
keep that in mind for later, kids, if this is the first time you're watching.
That scene when he watches the video.
This is what I was talking about before, that they've had moments where things have been on the rocks before, but Jesus Christ, does this bring out... Like, it's soul-destroying what happens and what is about to happen. But at this point, the family's still... At this point, the family's still with Homer.
Yeah.
They're unhappy with him. But they're more than happy to go down together. This is a dark moment, though.
Oh, when they're going to say they hang the baby, man.
Yeah.
Maggie's like, what the fuck, what? Yeah.
It's one of the few times that Maggie is flappable. Yeah. But
why do they pull the ladder up before Homer gets into the treehouse?
Well, I guess...
Every man for himself.
Yeah, pretty much. There's that element of, at the end of the day, he still did it to himself.
Yeah. Still, at this point in the mob, every character is relevant.
A lynch mob's just very ugly to watch, is what I was going to say. It's real difficult to get humor out of this. It's a very dark humor that they do extract. But it is a moment where I think that they took a risk.
Look, Grandpa has a shotgun pointing at his own family.
Yeah. Well, Grandpa's probably still hallucinating at this point. He just thinks
how good is it when Homer, in a couple of seconds, that when Homer falls into the sinkhole?
Yeah.
That is one of my top three moments of the whole movie. So funny. Maggie again. She's like, just follow my lead.
Maggie just exasperated. Like, come on, guys. Jesus, how hard is it?
Yeah. I've heard Matt Groening say that he never liked Maggie being smart or smarter than a baby.
Okay.
But he, as we were saying, here we
despite go. The fact that she was spelling words the very first time we ever saw her.
Here we go, Homer. Time. It's just funny that he's doing the middle finger, but they've only got four fingers. You don't really notice that.
Yeah, it would be difficult to do it. How would that even work? It'd have to be your ring finger.
That's what they said, it was the ring finger. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's not overly offensive.
No.
Just showing people your wedding ring.
So are we supposed to think that the bullets are what sent off the sinkhole?
It seems that way. They've tipped it over the edge. It's up until this point, obviously Annette's destroying a few things now. This is probably the first time in popular culture or in real life that a sinkhole has been the hero of the day.
Yeah.
What happened to Sandal's little helper there, by the way? Is he just around?
Yeah, I thought that when I watched it too, I thought, you know, see him for the rest of the movie. Does he just hang out?
He better not be in the bloody sinkhole, or Fox is going to be getting a very angry letter from myself.
They did say that no animals were harmed in making this movie.
Okay, well, that's good.
But I'm just thinking, who took him in? Like, where does he live now for the next 90 so days?
I guess he's just a puppy of the land.
Poor little Sandal's little helper.
Mm.
Such a lovable dog.
He doesn't even have any food scraps to eat.
Exactly.
Because no one is dropping litter anymore.
This scene here, they pointed out, it's funny that you can hear the pen squeaking.
Yeah.
But you can't
hear him.
Hear what he's saying. But now, what I was saying before is that this was the scene where it was going to be Bart and Flanders. Now, what they originally had planned was Bart was going to put his ass against the window and give him a moon, and it was going to come out as the shape of a heart.
Oh, that's odd.
I know,
that
right?
That would be bizarre.
Yeah, I'm glad they took that out.
How did that ever get past brainstorming stage? Like,
maybe it didn't. I was just mentioning that the potential idea was to have Bart.
The fact that someone said that out loud.
Yeah.
Like, if that was an idea that people are aware of, that means at some point someone pitched it. And to have pitched it, they had to have thought it and then run it through a series of processes and filters and then decided, yeah, this is a good thing to say. People will be up for this.
A grown man looking at a boy take his pants down, put his ass against the glass, and make the form shape of a heart. Kind of weird, in my opinion.
Now, here we've got, obviously, the EPA very upset about The
E-pa.
Simpsons. EPA. which always reminds me of Wall-E. EPA.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Of all people to get out of town, it just happens to be the person that caused all of the damage.
Yeah.
Now, they don't know that. Only the inhabitants of Springfield know that.
Yeah.
But obviously, they are still just, they don't want anyone to be getting out. What have we got? Red rash in. That's not, is that a little bit of a, that's a little bit of a herpes joke?
A little bit.
Yep. Subtle. There's some subtlety.
Yeah.
Good work, Simpsons.
This shot here in Singapore, I think it was, they said in the commentary that you don't see the two men kissing. They cut it out.
Oh, okay.
You only hear the sounds of them kissing or something.
Okay, so that shot just wasn't in widescreen.
You see him going in, and just before their lips touch, it cuts away, and you just hear them kissing. I think that's what they said happens.
It's odd that you can hear them kissing, but not see them kissing.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
In many ways, I think it would be worse to only imagine that. Because seeing it, how bad could it be?
Great. We should say, too, great acting in this movie. Drunk
Particularly
Bart.
From Marge.
Yeah, this is Julie Cameron's best.
Pretty good as well.
But just everyone did well in this movie. They nailed their spots.
Is Bart there getting drunk about the fact that they've been kicked out, the fact that he's upset about missing Flanders?
Yeah, I don't know. He just mentioned that Homer's not a good father. He wants Flanders to be his dad.
That face there is never a face that you want to see from a woman.
Any husband has been there, man.
That reminds me of the moment from Goodfellas.
Look at Homer's reaction. That's how we react.
Oh, God. I'm in trouble.
I cannot get out of this. That's great animation.
All you're doing right there is trying to calibrate exactly how sorry you need to sound.
Yeah,
get out of it.
Great animation.
Or if you can't get out of it, what's the bare minimum that you can say to end the conversation and just move to, like, just be quiet for a little while until things are better?
Again, too, Homer being, because he says that he apologizes for what's happened, Marge is, and she looks at Lisa, and Lisa's like, no, you need to be firm with this man.
Yeah, exactly.
Again, it's just, Homer's gone through his whole life being a bumbling fool.
Yep. I like here, though, that he tries to maintain dignity. So, like that, I've prepared for this situation. Yes. I knew I was always going to do something.
Michael Jordan card.
Michael Jordan card.
Now, do you know why they're going to Alaska? Because I thought that was always a weird choice. Now, it's because, I know that...
Oh, you have the answer.
Yes.
I didn't realize it was a rhetorical question.
Matt originally said that it'd be funny for Homer to want to go to Homer, Alaska, because he figured that he would fit in there.
Oh,
there's a place
okay.
called Homer, apparently.
Okay, gotcha. Cool.
To all of our listeners out there in Homer, Alaska,
Guten Tag? No. What English, I suppose, is what they speak.
Yes,
in Alaska.
They speak normally.
What do but they've got like
they've got an accent.
What are those people that wear hats?
People.
Eskimos. Surely. Inuits. Surely the Inuits have a different language.
Oh, possibly.
I'm going to look up what hello in Inuit is.
Okay.
We're learning things while we're watching The Simpsons movie.
Now, it's important to remember this scene here for later in the movie, because what Homer says here is the same spiel that Marge says later in the movie, as in, like, you got to support me, be with me, like, trust me with this.
Yeah, right.
And Homer's, like, Marge accepts it here and says, all right, I'll stick by you, Homer, I'll do what you say.
Yeah.
Homer's response later on is obviously that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
And that's what puts her over the top. Like, yep. I've supported you through thick and thin.
Through everything.
And you will not support me with this, so fuck off.
You can see, like, obviously there's that moment there of doubt that, like, she's starting. Everything that Homer does here just pushes them further and further, or closer and closer to breaking point. Not quite getting pushed away, but really starting to seriously doubt if they want to be a part of what they're doing at all.
I feel like they crossed a line a little bit too much and made Homer a little bit too unlikable in this movie. But
yeah.
he made up for it at the end, obviously.
Yeah, they did definitely push him away from... We've been, obviously, at this point in our show on Four Finger Discount, we've been reviewing a lot of the early episodes, and Homer...
We just reviewed Dancing Homer.
He's a sweet character.
Yeah.
He's not sweet in this movie at all. He's oblivious to everything, and he's never fully oblivious in the early episodes.
I feel like he's very different. Maybe because we're not huge on the new episodes, not that we don't like them, we just haven't really watched them yet, which we really should, but maybe that's how Homer's character is now.
Yeah.
Which hopefully he's not, because I don't really like it. Now, they're saying in the commentary that this scene here where they're at the carnival and Homer doing the bicycle around the dome thing here.
Yeah. Have you ever seen that happen live?
No. Is it awesome?
It's insane.
Yeah.
It sounds really, really cool.
But yeah, they're originally going to cut the whole carnival scene out, but they knew they couldn't because they needed this shot in here just so it would make the end relevant.
To set up for the dome.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
But there was lots and lots of different stuff. Like, apparently they were applying to be clowns at the circus or something, and all this different stuff happening at the carnival.
Yeah.
They cut it all out because this was the only scene
that was
they
all
needed.
They needed. Yeah, everything else would have been a waste of time. They do a good job of that showing. It doesn't have enough foreboding that you're watching that thinking, okay, well, that's obviously what's going to happen at the end of the movie. Like, sometimes when you're watching a movie, they set stuff up and you're like, okay, well, this is going to be paying off in around about 45 minutes time.
Yeah.
That it didn't do that for me. Not on first watch anyway.
This shot here is fucking so funny, man. When the lights go out.
Yeah.
Go back on. They're all gone.
Bar's still spinning.
Yeah.
Everything gone.
And then Mo's like, you know, I'm going to put the lights out, put it back on. Everything better be back
not
where
like
it was.
The way it was.
Bar's gone.
Pants are gone. Clothes are gone.
And Matt was saying at the commentary at this point that the usual gag you would do here is that they'll be in their boxer shorts. But he always liked the Simpsons characters, how they're in their tidy whities.
Yep.
He just thought it was always funny.
I love that he's got his sock straps on as well.
Yeah.
Just the little braces.
Well, Mo would.
Yeah. Hello in Inuktitut.
Yeah.
Yep. Angai.
Okay then.
Angai.
Ipa.
I feel like to pronounce most of this language correctly, you would have to cut out my tongue. So I'm going to put that away because that's distracting. And what a mustache.
Oh, glorious. This gag coming up here, apparently Matt was not keen on it. He thought it was a bit stupid. Bart draws on the picture, or the Wonder picture, and then had the characters that look just like it.
Well, that gag, I'm not sure if it was deliberate or not, but that is almost shot for shot stolen from a Leslie Nielsen movie called
Wrongfully
Accused.
In the cinema, I remember watching this movie when it first came out, they got one of the biggest laughs of the whole movie.
Yeah, right.
There they are.
Yeah. It's look, it's funny, but the only issue for me is that I'd seen it be funny much earlier than that.
Okay.
And look, it's...
Classic Burns joke, yeah.
What have we... I love the size of that feather.
It's
a
so
really
good.
Nice quill to be riding
I with. Love how Smithers always has a bow tie on too.
Yeah.
He's always so proper.
Rocking the bow tie.
Even like, you look in the background here, like not this shot obviously, but before there was paintings of Burns
again,
in the background
stars,
and stuff.
Little bits of business in the
cracks
corners.
In the wall. There's something happening everywhere.
Yeah. Smithers not wearing his name tag there.
Oh, yeah.
Wrongfully Accused came out in 1998. But that exact same thing. He draws a really funny hat, mustache, and face on, and then that on his own face, and then they arrest someone that looks exactly like that.
Yeah. How really good is
nice
Mr. Burns'
looking
house?
Estate, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd love to have that estate.
I'd love to have some hounds.
This is great animation too. Like, how cool is that thing flying up and down? And this as well.
The oil pump, yeah.
Yeah, and when he puts the map up, it's about to come up now, and then brings it down. It's just, I don't know, I'm going back and watching it now. I'm really impressed with the animation of this movie.
Yeah, no, it's definitely the standout for me of the entire movie. The animation along with the acting.
It feels like a movie, doesn't it?
Does, yeah. Like, it as I said, the budget, everything about this just felt right. Like, I wanted so badly for it to feel different. Like, the Entourage movie recently came out. You saw that?
I haven't seen it yet, no.
Oh, okay. Well, some friends, I haven't seen it either, but some friends
of mine. It's just an extended episode.
That's pretty much it. They walked out going, yeah, well, you know, I could have just watched an Entourage episode.
How often do TV shows adapted into movies just come out like that?
Almost never. Maybe Starsky and Hutch, or the Ben Stiller, Owen Wilson version of Starsky and Hutch. Probably.
No, I mean, like, how often do they come out of it saying, you know, it just feels like an older episode.
Oh, sorry.
An extended episode, I should say.
Most.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this doesn't. Like, it genuinely feels different. I like that they've got a traditional style letterbox out there.
Yeah. There's a lot of differences compared to the episodes in this movie, but there's a lot of throwbacks as well. The best throwback is right near the end, and I'll point it out when it happens. It's fucking amazing. Like, it made me fanboy so much when I saw it at the cinema. But this gag here, this is a classic old school. You can imagine this in season 2 of The Simpsons, this joke. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, look, he's so proud of me. He's clapping, and he's actually creating an avalanche.
Creating more, and real angry face.
And
look,
Lisa, you better clap too. Well. Lisa, why aren't you clapping? But Dad, you start clapping.
Yeah, I love the, it's kind of convenient. I would like an avalanche to be able to, if it pushed me into my lounge room, you know, worst things could happen.
Dare we say a throwback to Mountain of Madness?
Now, here is where they show a bit of sweet Homer.
Gnome sweet gnome.
He might be misguided a little bit, but Flowers, he's trying to be right.
That's the thing, though. He does so much stuff that's so for himself. He's so selfish, but he gets away with it because he does these apologies all the time.
Yeah. And
that's where it gets to the point where Marge is like, you can't just keep apologizing and getting away with it. Now, apparently, they got in trouble for copyright here for looking too much like Bambi.
I was just thinking that it did look a little bit like Bambi.
Ooh, Marge. Ooh, la me.
Marge is genuinely... Marge is looking a little bit Rule 34 there, actually. No matter... after you've looked up Tub Girl, feel free to Google the Rule 34 to find out what I'm talking about.
Not Google Tub Girl. This is hilarious.
How often do woodland critters just get in the way of Homer and nudity?
Look at the creatures.
They've seen some shit, man.
Yeah.
It's like, nom. I like that.
You look at the town hall, and it's slowly, every time you see it, it gets more and more decrepit. Is that a word?
Dilapidated.
Dilapidated. That's the word I'm looking for. Yep. Yeah. By the end of it, there's nothing left but the lion.
Yeah. We've got real estate agent there.
Kwan.
Yeah. Thank you.
Alcohol Anonymous.
So
the town's starting to lose it after apart. Like 93 days or 96 days or something.
What I like about Brockman. Kent Brockman is wearing the same stuff he's been...
Flutterbelt.
low blow to the dome.
Yeah.
Sure, they're under the dome, but they still have all of the clothes that they had.
I have this question, right?
Like, it's been 3 months. Surely there's enough of a supply of washing detergent that you don't have to look as bad as some of them look.
Yeah. I've got a question for you. They put a dome over the city, but surely there's a bit of water that they could have gone under the dome?
The only water is fairly polluted from the look of it.
Is it worth it, though, to get it out?
Too well, maybe you could tunnel. Surely there's some...
They were saying, you know when Homer first puts the pig silo on and the skull comes up saying, evil? Apparently that skull first came out of the water and, like, said something to him. And then someone came along and said, what's going on here? And Homer's like, nothing. And apparently the skull was, like, whistling on, like, whistled off screen.
Yeah, okay, but gotcha.
They thought it was a bit odd.
Yeah, well, it probably was...
A bit too much.
Probably fine as it was, yeah. I would love to think that certain decisions are made simply by picking a number from 1 to 5.
Yeah.
Because it's better than the alternative.
Not the destruction of a city, though, I think.
I reckon Tony Abbott deciding on gay marriage was done very much like this. Because it's better than the alternative of thinking that someone actually genuinely sat down and went, I'm just going to be a prick to half of the... Oh, not half of the country. What... I'm going to be a prick to all gays.
Yeah.
Like, it's better for me to think that it was just a random decision.
You like this, Tom Hanks' appearance.
Tom Hanks.
Do you know why they got Tom Hanks?
I have no idea what
he's the most trustworthy celebrity in Hollywood, they thought.
Oh, okay.
Who would you trust more than Tom Hanks? If he's telling you something, you're going to trust him. It's Tom Hanks.
Martin Sheen.
Nah, Tom Hanks more for me, man.
More for, yeah, okay.
Tom Hanks is the dad of Hollywood.
Tussle my hair, Mr. Hanks. Tom Hanks is the dad of Hollywood. How awesome would it be to be Colin Hanks?
Yeah.
There's a movie called The Great Buck Howard where Tom Hanks and Colin Hanks act together as father and son, which is kind of nice. So there's very few moments where you get to have that, which is completely off topic, but it was just, you know, that's a nice segue.
Yeah.
But no, I would, of most actors, I reckon Tom Hanks would still be the guy that if he's drinking at a bar and you walked in and he was on his own, he'd probably drink and chat with you for 2 hours.
And he'd go to the strip club afterwards with you.
Yeah, well, yeah, definitely. And he'd shout.
Yes.
Because he's that nice of a guy.
Do the wave. I've got a few notes too I just wanted to bring up throughout the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently production began in 2001 for this. So like 6 years before it came out.
Wow. Well, that shows, as we said, like with the amount of detail, then that definitely makes sense.
And there was lots of, apparently tons of showrunners were pitching different ideas, obviously, but they ended up going with Groening's. Groening's was the overall, which I guess makes sense. He is the creator.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. I'm sure he had the casting vote.
The script was obviously rewritten a lot of times. Apparently it was rewritten over 100 times as well.
Wow.
Yeah, rewritten over 100 times. There was so much cut out and so much deleted.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. Well, like, over that long.
This is that shot I was talking to you about, well, where Marge is doing the exact thing that Homer did and he's not willing to support her. And this is what puts her over the edge. Like, you know what? You are a terrible person. We are sick of putting up with your shit. We are out of here.
Again, really good camera angles there as well to really highlight the anger that's going on with both Marge and Lisa. Bart still, at this point, I don't know that Bart necessarily feels so morally against Homer. He just feels like
Eskimos.
Homer's not being a great dad for him.
Yeah. Well, he hasn't. He's been a terrible father.
Yeah, yeah. But Bart doesn't really give a shit about Springfield.
Nah.
The girls are upset because Homer's destroyed the town and destroyed their lives. Bart's just upset because Flanders is a better person than Homer is, basically.
Well, I mean, there was one point when he was chained naked to the pole. Yeah,
no, that's a bad little sign.
When he was chained naked to the pole, the police said, if you take the rap for this, you're going to have to do a 1 hour parenting class. And rather than do that, he said, no, it was all Bart's idea. I'm at my wit's end.
Yeah, that's a jerk thing to do.
And here is Homer again, just trying to, you know, suck up and do the apology, because that's how he always gets away with it. He apologizes and gets away with it. They're not taking it this time. And this is the scene, man.
Here it comes.
Now, what they were saying in the commentary too is that this is the first time that Julie's been able to do a scene with Marge, a heartfelt scene like this, and have the amount of time she was allowed in this movie.
That's why I noticed that Marge really stands out through this, and it is that mostly in the movie, in the TV shows, she's confined to just and maybe a couple sentences here and there. This is brilliant acting.
Oh, man.
This is the difference between...
Apparently she did this one take over 100 times.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal. But it's the difference between... You know, like anyone, I muck around with this on the podcast, but anyone's like, oh yeah, I can do that voice or I can do this voice. What they don't realize is the guys behind these voices, the guys that actually created them, are incredibly gifted actors. And in any show, it's not enough to just be able to do the sound of a voice. A lot of people can mimic, but to imbue it with the emotion that she has at the moment, like, this is phenomenal and gut-wrenching.
She taped over her wedding video. Like, man, that's like, whoa.
Yeah.
And then classic videotape sort of fuzziness and then cut to them dancing with the song that is a great throwback to the way we was. But why do birds suddenly appear? What's that? Close to You.
Close to You.
By the Carpenters. Carpenters, yeah. Yep. Oh, man.
I like her short hair there, by the way.
Yeah.
That she just it just gets longer and longer.
It's
so brutal because it's... You know how much that tape means to Marge.
Yeah, like she went into the house fire to get it out.
She hasn't done that to be unnecessarily mean to Homer. She's done that because it's the only way that she could get a clean break. She just had to snap that off.
But I feel like, at that point in her life, didn't expect to ever be with Homer ever again. She wasn't trying to say to Homer, look what you've done. Look what you've made me do. It's just... This is the end of this point in my life. I'm starting a new chapter. I don't need this tape anymore.
Yeah. So we've come here to the second half of the movie. So we get a nice little to be continued immediately.
This is where I felt... This is the next, say, 15 minutes or so. the stupidest part in the movie. I know a lot
it
of people
just lost it a little bit.
Yeah, a lot of people like the epiphany. What, yeah, epiphany yeah. scene. To me, it was like, no, it just seemed a bit stupid. I feel like one time I watched that video, he didn't need to have the epiphany.
That's a kind of funny joke from Bart there, by the way, saying I'm the mascot of an evil corporation. Well, he gets away with it because he looks like Mickey Mouse. But at the same time, he could be saying that about himself as much as anything else. Like, they love sticking it to Fox whenever they get the opportunity to. But by putting the Mickey Mouse, by putting the bra on to look like Mickey Mouse, then they could quite comfortably go, no, we weren't talking about ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. A great piss take of the American government, by the way, here. We actually found somebody we were looking for.
Yeah. What have they got? Thousands of computer operatives just listening to phone calls.
It's what the Simpsons are good at, poking fun at themselves or their own country. Like they take the piss out of Australia and all the other countries, but they do it about about the US more than anyone else.
Oh, yeah, well and truly.
So we're coming up here. I think this is where so we go to the Indian woman.
Yeah, we're in the hut.
And
did you say Indian woman? Eskimo woman.
Eskimo woman.
Is she?
Native woman.
Native. Yes. That'll work.
I always just saw her as a native woman. But she's called something. She's actually got a name in this episode, in this movie.
Yeah, okay.
But it's just, I don't know, this whole scene took me out of the moment, man. Like, they just had that massive gut-wrenching scene.
It felt for me like it wasn't going anywhere. Like,
no.
The story stops here for a little bit. Like, it loses all forward momentum. And the other thing for me,
this is fucking stupid. Like, how did this make the final cut?
I don't know. Like, it's great that Homer had an epiphany, but he should have had it on his own.
Watching the video.
Exactly. Like, they've had that moment. You don't need to then find some old woman to give him some magical liquid to make him realize that he loves his family. And the very fact that he's here right now not thinking, holy shit, I need to go fucking find my family.
Yeah.
He's taking time to dance with this mystery woman with, you know, fairly ginormous breasts, it has to be said.
Yeah.
Like, that, again, it just doesn't feel real. It doesn't feel true to the movie itself.
No. This is this Spider Pig alternate version in the background here.
Yep.
Is it Hans Zimmer? He's the guy that does the audio?
Yeah.
Apparently, he was fucking around and did this as a joke. And they felt this epiphany scene was too dark and they needed to lighten the mood a bit, so they played the Spider Pig alternative version in the background.
Okay, wow. Here's, I'm going to throw a little bit of random trivia at you. This involves nothing. 20th Century Fox registered the internet domain for SimpsonsMovie.com on the 22nd of April, 1997.
Wow.
That's how long they'd been thinking.
Well, originally,
probably even longer.
Camp Krusty was originally going to be a movie, but they couldn't.
And what was that, like 92, 93?
Yeah, it was season 4, episode 1, I think.
Yeah. Oh,
God, that's good coming at me. But they couldn't stretch it out for a full movie. They feel like it didn't have enough substance to it.
Yep.
So it never became the movie. I also think that Krusty Gets Cancelled was also potentially going to be a movie as well, but I could be wrong about that.
Okay, I hadn't heard that one. I knew about Camp Krusty.
Do I know it was also going to be a full-length movie? They were considering pitching it before he unfortunately passed away. A live-action Troy McClure movie.
Oh, my God. Who would you get to play Troy? Phil Hartman?
It was going
to
be Phil, but he passed away, unfortunately.
That would have been so amazing.
I know, man.
If you want to find...
Oh, this epiphany scene's still going. Fuck off. It's so boring.
Well, I'm going to talk about Phil Hartman for a little bit. If you want to find some of his best work, check out So I Married an Axe Murderer. He's only a cameo in that, but he's very, very good.
Yeah, I know that.
News Radio.
Oh, great sitcom.
Only so
four seasons, five seasons?
Yeah, really, really short-lived, but I loved that. And Phil's hilarious in it as that sort of big shock jock kind of character that he's
larger than life
made
anyway,
a career taking the piss out of.
Yeah. Man, imagine having that voice just as your normal voice.
That'd be incredible.
Oh, man.
You could walk in any room.
You would just
want
to talk
hi.
All the time.
Yeah. Like, you could be that guy that just says, you know, hi, I'm Phil Hartman. And a whole bar stops. Yeah. Who is that?
That's Troy McClure.
Kevin Conroy's like that for Batman. Like, I feel like he could just walk in and say something and people would be like, God?
All right, so Homer's now on his way back to Springfield to win back his family.
Yep.
He's had the epiphany.
Yep.
Which he wasted like 2-3 minutes on.
I like this moment because I've always felt that it just seemed very strange to me that ski dogs or snow dogs never turned on their owners. They never realized, like, hey, man, this is kind of bullshit. Yeah. We're carrying someone.
When they're resting. Rest. He's whipping them. The guys in the commentary were saying that they love this shot here of just the anguish of Homer walking through the snow. They just love the look of it.
Mm.
I think it's hilarious that he's talking to himself. Like, this is all improv dialogue. You shut up. Oh, you shut up.
Oh, really?
No, no, no. No, you shut up.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Oh, real mature Homer. It's like talking to himself.
It's I guess when you've been playing the character for that long, it's very easy to get in the head of the character. I'm flicking through some more trivia just as Homer's being covered in the snow. Again, apropos of nothing. Did you know there's a few other actors outside of Ed Norton that were cut from this film?
Yeah, Aaron Brockovich.
Aaron Brockovich.
Kelsey Grammer.
Kelsey Grammer.
Minnie
Driver.
Minnie Driver was the other one I know of, yeah.
And Isla Fisher. Was
apparently
also going to be in the film.
Meh. I'm surprised they got rid of Kelsey Grammer. I wonder whether he was going to play Bob or himself.
I would have hoped that he was going to play Bob.
I would have hoped
surprised that they cut that out as well. Surely you just find any excuse to crowbar him in.
I think Bob appeared in a crowd shot.
Just not vocalized.
Yeah, how did Bob not get a speaking role in this movie? Come on, guys. Yeah. Sideshow Bob.
Again, Sideshow Bob could have been another option to be a villain at some point. Like, surely they could have. There would have been drafts.
This movie needed a supervillain played by Albert Brooks.
It would have been so much better to have a real big bad, I think, that Homer had to kind of rally against. Whereas the Eeper guy is kind of forgettable.
Sop.
He's something strange about that sop sign.
Yeah.
He's
This is great animation.
He's barely
too.
Even in it, Russ Cargill.
Like, oh, I
he
know.
He flits in and out. He doesn't have much in the way of great scenes or
this
great
is,
dialogue.
This is quite funny though. Homer sends off the wrecking ball, just clips the van. What was that? Dink,
dink.
Probably just a moth. And watch.
Hope it's okay.
Homer's face, how it changes. Oh, God. And the shadow. It's so Wile E. Coyote, isn't it?
Yeah, very. Like,
and it just disappears.
All it needed was for him to hold up a sign that said help.
He didn't need to. His face said it all, man.
Yeah.
A rock and a hard place. Straight over kids' heads.
Yeah.
I like this last part.
Kind of, again, a little obvious.
This last part, stupid.
Fork.
Bang.
yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I thought the same
visual.
Thing as well, but I mean, hey, they put Moe's bar next to the church. I think all realism goes out the window in this movie.
Yeah, true. I noticed that they didn't call it Eskimo's bar. I like that line from the guy there as well about how he can't stop at every sop yield or whatever the other sign was like along the way. That obviously, this is like the fifth or sixth time Homer's tried this. Environmental protection.
This is kind of evil, isn't it?
Kind of evil. Just poisoning an entire family.
Yeah. And including a baby.
Yeah. Maggie really cops
look,
some
look how comfortable Maggie
film.
Looks, though.
Yeah, that's true. That's kind of cute. Yeah. Again, that's a nice... One of the things that you love about The Simpsons is that there's never a wasted
And they've just dumped a baby
moment.
On the street.
Yeah. Well, she's with her family.
At least they're back in Springfield, I guess. And look at Town Hall.
Town Hall just crumbling.
Yes.
Everything's fallen apart. Yeah, except...
The statue's standing strong.
Yeah, I was going to say, Jebediah's... well, a noble spirit embiggens the smallest man. He's... He is indefatigable. Is that lion always been there in the background of the town hall?
Yeah, it's always at the front.
Okay. I feel like...
The Schwarzwalder statue's not there, though.
I love the fact that Mo, you know, it's like he's leading, not the rebellion, but like the underground.
Yeah.
Like, it's like Springfield has turned into Morlocks and Eloy.
It's like Das Bus.
Yeah, exactly. Like, or even I Am Legend. Like, it's just kind of got that shadow people element about what's going on in the town now. That, frankly, I'm impressed that it took them this long to turn to fall to pieces.
I just saw the guy that used to that was obsessed with Jebediah Springfield. Remember the from Lisa the Iconoclast?
Oh yeah,
I saw him.
Sam Neill's voiced by Sam Neill in the show.
That's not Sam Neill, is it?
Sorry, no. Sam Neill was the cat burglar. Donald Sutherland.
Yes,
Yeah, my mistake. I had my wrong. I was thinking of the wrong kind of respected elder statesman of acting.
Now, I remember this thinking. This is so evil. All right, guys. Yeah, 15 minutes to live. I'm going to blow you all up.
Yeah. There's no need for this.
No.
They're already captured. You've already done everything that you set out to
do. Why
achieve.
Do you need to blow them up?
Shitty timing for the Simpsons to be put back into the hole. Like, you've been there for less than a day, and now you've got 15 minutes left to live.
This is classic comedy. Just dressing up as someone else.
Yeah, it's Python-esque.
Yeah.
What I like is he's dressed in like admiral's clothing. Like he looks like
looks something like an army sergeant.
HMS Pinafore is what I was going to say.
Looks like Bison from fucking Street Fighter.
Yeah, that's a funny joke as well, by the way.
He's, on the leaf.
Yeah.
Climbing
Street Fighter. There's a disappointing movie.
This is funny. So he sees the jetpack, goes for the super glue.
Yeah. as you absolutely would.
Yeah.
Jetpacks, very unreliable.
Oh, of course they are.
Now, in reality...
Does he clap? I can't quite remember. Oh, he grabs his crutch. I knew he'd do something like that. Yep. Yeah.
And yeah, that's a little... Again, that's a little bit new Simpsons.
Yeah.
That, now, you just...
Yeah, that shot there is awesome. Look how big it is. Like, yeah. That's fucking scary, man. Would you do that? I wouldn't do it.
No, jetpack, I would have.
I'm climbing in the background.
Yeah. And no one has noticed.
No.
That is a heroic... That's a very heroic shot. This is one of those movie 15 minutes where, like, the first 14 minutes go really quick and then the last minute is stretched out for about 10.
Yeah.
I was just imagining the sleeping arrangements of those three or four people at night. We had Lenny, Carl, Dr. Hibbert, and Cletus. Who's got top bunk?
Yeah.
Excellent work here from Cletus, obviously, to distract Russ Cargill.
Cletus is the hero, man.
Cletus is the hero, the unsung hero of The Simpsons. It's, again, one of those great government things. And I guess for Russ, he's like,
Who's driving the helicopter?
You've got
this.
8 minutes left. What's the difference?
Who's driving the helicopter? I can't remember. Or was
there, is there anybody or is it just...
It's got the bomb on it, hasn't it?
Yeah, it was the helicopter with the bomb.
Why wouldn't it just drop the bomb? Why would it have a rope hanging down the whole time?
Yeah, that's true.
And why, how would they not notice that there's people climbing up a fucking rope?
And how long is that fucking rope?
Yeah, I know.
Like, it's kilometers worth of rope there. Now, obviously, this is Homer has tried. Now the rope's gone. And now there's nothing. I was beaten tic-tac-toe by a chicken. That's well, that can happen. If the chicken has the first move.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Takes X in the middle, you're fucked, man.
Exactly. So, again, now, here is the part where Homer is trying to do good. So
this is where they start to make you feel sorry for him again, because he's trying to do good, like you said, but they still won't appreciate him for it.
Yeah,
but he doesn't deserve to be appreciated. And he fucking kicks the bomb
cuts it in half. Yeah, good job.
Apparently that joke was in there for, like, the first script.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. It's one of those you just can't take a trick type.
I love
moments.
That the cardboard cutout that's always in the front window is just sitting there on the pavement.
Yep. This is how I imagine myself.
How
in
is he
the
not skinny
times.
Yet, by the way?
Yeah, that's true.
We told
he's,
you so.
He's obviously in the Walking Dead universe where you
never run out of makeup and shit.
Unlimited supply of bullets, makeup, and food. But that's how I imagine myself going out, just surrounded by comic books.
Yeah.
Just I'd like to find some peace.
Yeah.
And just go, well, I've had
I
a life.
I want to find an old school video store.
Yeah.
Read blurbs.
Yeah. Oh, how good is reading a blurb?
Oh, no.
It's a missed art these days. I also like a video store where they tend to put, like, all of the Steven Seagal titles next to each other. Where
he's got his own genre.
It'll be alphabetical, but then you'll just see Steven Seagal all grouped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is kind of where Bart, he appreciates Flanders, but he... But this is the moment where Homer wins him back. It's coming up very soon.
Yeah. And really,
apparently this idea was, they didn't realize it wasn't meant to be stolen, but the same gag was done in a Super Bowl commercial, I think they said in the commentary.
Oh, okay.
Where the robot killed itself by jumping off of a bridge. Robot kills itself by shooting itself, obviously.
Robot looks a little bit like Johnny Number 5.
I was about to say Short Circuit, yeah.
Yeah.
Number 5 is alive. Great movie.
But what I was going to say is, who wouldn't... This looks so great, sorry.
Oh, how good is it?
Right now, it looks like I'm looking at Fallout 3.
Yeah.
Or, like, it looks tremendous with the Bolarama. That particular shot was just great. Who wouldn't love a dad as kick-ass as what Homer accomplishes
here?
Oh,
man.
Like, the fact that... good work from the son.
Yes.
The son... We want to talk about unsung heroes. The son is the one that set all of this off.
Yeah.
And is the one that
saves
the day.
The rich Texan. Have you ever seen him with daddy's hat? Oh, he's taken his hat off a few times, I think.
Yeah, once or twice.
Risking my life to save people I hate for reasons I don't quite understand.
Gotta go!
This is
taking time to just do a couple of laps around Grandpa first,
yeah,
though.
This is I love this scene. Here's one of my favorite scenes. And I love what Homer says to win Bart over.
Yeah.
Because Bart just wants no part of it. He's like, no, you're a fuck up of a father. I don't want to have anything to do with you.
But I found a Texan's hat.
Yeah. What's your Bart? Do you remember what Bart says here, man?
I don't remember, no. So I'm
oh, man. It's so
this.
Touching. Sorry for the silence here, people, but you watch what Homer says here.
Yeah. Look, we just need to milk this.
Yeah, and Bart's just like, oh, I'm sorry, can't do it. Want nothing to do with you, Homer.
One of the fathers is the same in the morning as he is at night.
Yeah, and basically, Homer knows what to say to win his son's heart back.
Oh, no, I do know where this is
going.
Yep.
I'll let you hold the bomb. He's like, I'll let you hold the bomb.
Gotta go.
Yeah, yeah. The man knows me. And he just, that's, and I remember the music cue there. Like, that's the moment where you're like, this is awesome. I'm back into it now, you know?
Well, that, you know, this is another thing.
And I love that. I wish you didn't have the devil's curly hair.
This is a kind of a throw to Dr. Strangelove writing the bomb down. Like, if you're going to be blown up by a bomb.
This is very never-ending story. Getting your comeuppance to the bullies.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, what were you going
to
say? Sorry?
If you're going to be blown up by a bomb, wouldn't you want to be as close to that bomb as humanly possible?
Just so you make sure you die?
Yeah. Take it in all of its glory.
Yeah.
Ride it all the way down, yee-haw, and as long as you're going and you can't avoid it, own it.
You don't want to get the outskirts of the bomb.
No, you don't want the bomb blast to kill you just enough that it takes you 5 hours to die.
And you don't want it to not kill you so that you see all your other friends and family blown up to pieces. Would you rather live in that dome with all your dead family? Or would you rather die?
Would the video store have survived?
No, no one survives.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to...
This is great animation too. Watch Homer's hair.
Just the slow plucking. It's like it's like an old pair of pants.
Yeah, you're right.
The seam's just starting to fray.
Don't you hate that when it's sometimes it frays and you pull it and it rips even more? You're like, oh, now I'm going to get the scissors. Upsetting. I'm surprised I got away with that.
Yeah,
Otto,
wow.
Bong.
Otto.
Yeah. Well, they always joke about it, but you never see it.
Yeah.
They did a few things in this movie that you never...
Would have thought would have
happened. I thought I saw Uta then.
Showing penises. Now this is like the ultimate... It's like Michael Jordan's final shot where it's just hanging on the rim and finally it just falls the right side.
It's actually quite a good ending, isn't it?
It is.
It's just that 10-15 minute period where he goes to get the epiphany and stuff.
It's just the Eskimo bit where the movie's let down by
Slows the movie right down, like you said.
This is a good action sequence. You'd take this in any film.
How good's the animation here too?
The writing down in the glass, this gets a little bit video gamey.
This part here coming up is the... Right, coming up now.
Yep.
This is the great throwback.
Yeah, Spiritual Gorge. Spiritual Gorge.
But you watch what the throwback is.
The bus.
Ambulance.
The bus. The ambulance.
The ambulance is still crashed there. How fucking great is that?
Rusted out.
I really appreciated that.
Yeah.
That was great.
And the fact that the bike just comes down at the exact same moment as where it, as where the skateboard failed. Like, that was almost a mirror perfect shot.
That made up for the Moe's bar moment. Like that was something that only the true diehard fans would have appreciated.
Yeah, definitely.
And that was great.
If people didn't know that Moe's was a bar, they definitely didn't know why that ambulance was there.
And here we get the character that died, Dr. Nick. Apparently, I think he's come back since. Apparently.
Okay. Yep. Well,
not
I guess
too sure.
One good thing about a movie is you don't need to keep the continuity. So you could kill a character and it would still be okay to have them come back.
That's not a movie. The Simpsons.
What was that, sorry?
No, you said that's a good thing about a movie.
Well, the Simpsons movie, but the idea of doing the movie as opposed to the TV show.
Oh, so it's meant to be separated, yeah.
I feel like you could get away with doing something here and not having it be canon. Like you can continue on in whatever journey you want when you get back to the show.
Well, most TV shows, if they have a movie, the movie usually comes long after the series is finished. So very often the TV series gets a movie as part, like mid-series, you know?
Yeah. Generally, it is the last-ditch attempt to try and milk some more money out of it because maybe syndication isn't selling for as much as it used to.
And DVD sales have gone well enough. And Maggie again here saving the day.
Yeah.
Like,
what a great little accident you turned out to be.
Yeah. I get why they had Maggie. It's funny, but I don't know. I don't like it when she acts... I don't like when Maggie isn't acting like a baby.
Well, I don't mind the joke that the baby is smarter than most of the adults.
I get the joke there.
And I've talked about
so much
a lot
smarter, but just, you know, like picking up a rock and throwing it on a guy. And...
Yeah, okay. Well, you can't do that. But Baby's Day Out, have you ever seen that?
Oh, great movie.
Yeah. I like
Fat
that.
Fat Tony.
Stuff. Yeah. This is some fun stuff going on in there. If you guys haven't seen Baby's Day Out, I do this too often when I'm watching one movie. It just reminds me of all the other movies that I want to watch. But Baby's Day Out, great story.
Hey, it's
a
gorilla
scene.
Baby
in New York. Exactly. Yeah.
Boo.
Yeah, there are three grown men outwitted by a baby.
We have a black cat at my parents' house called Baby Boo because of that movie.
Ah, cool, nice.
Hey, even the octoplets are in there. I don't know, forgot about them.
Oh, Otto's octoplets. Yeah, cool. That's what it is. Like, there's everybody. It's like they just got every
Look at
animation
Lenny
cell.
With the purple suspenders with no shirt. I've never seen him like that before.
No.
there he is.
Ah, yes.
That will haunt me forever.
Is all good. Thank God. Yeah, it's like they got every animation cell that ever used. Well, they all need to be in.
Yeah.
Apart from background characters. There's almost no one that is just a filling character. And this is a nice little shot.
This has been fun, by the way. We're coming up to like the closing minute of the movie.
I'm amazed that we've done this.
It's flown by.
Yeah. This is, again, nicely filmed. Really good camera work, really good art and drawing. This is almost like a modern style Norman Rockwell painting of like, you know, like that Life and Times in America type thing with the it's just beautiful, riding off into the, effectively into the sunset.
I'm glad they didn't end it there, though. I'm glad they showed that they're actually going to rebuild the city and stuff.
Yeah.
And they ended it on a funny note. This movie needed to end on a joke, I think.
Definitely. A good throwback to the start.
Yeah, true.
I love how recognizable the Simpsons house is, by the way.
And Bart's giving him the glasses this time. Like, he appreciates, or he respects his father to know, hey, Dad, he had these glasses.
He wants to help him out this time.
Yeah.
But still finds it hilarious when he does get hurt.
There's just something about Homer hurting himself that's funny.
And then, of course, they go into a hard out.
There we go.
No fade to black, just boom, done. Yeah, 20th Century
apparently
Fox
it was
production.
A while to just decide whether they're going to go cut to black or fade out or something like that.
I like it when that. I like it in music when it's just a hard out rather than a fade.
I do appreciate Green Day's version of the theme song as well.
Yeah, yeah. Thought they did a pretty good job. It was this was nice for the credits as well.
Yeah.
To just show how much work is done.
Because when it's just got the character names there, it doesn't really sink in as much. But when you see the picture, because people are all about visuals, some people, and it's like, oh, wow. That is a lot of characters, and a lot of characters that I know.
And a lot of characters that sound different
and
in a lot of cases as
one.
Well. Yeah. Yeah.
Hank Azaria, him and Dan, they're the workhorses, man. Oh, and Harry, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
Nice little continuation.
I don't know that I'd remembered that there was a post-credits stuff in here.
Really? That's where Maggie talks for the first time.
I wonder what happened. Why did I not see this?
Because you probably left early. You know what's funny with me is
I might have been drunk at this point, to be honest.
I remember this is the first time and only time I've ever been to a movie, and when the credits started rolling, people stood and applauded.
Wow.
Yeah, people were applauded.
A lot of people have been waiting a long time. I don't understand that, to be honest, unless you're at a premiere and the people
in the room. I'm going to stand up when it comes up a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. I'm going to stand up and cheer. I'm going to do cartwheels down the aisle.
Zando's incredibly excited about the new Star Wars movie coming out.
I'm going to cry when the fucking opening sequence starts going strolling through, man.
Yep.
That music.
I'm going to make sure that I don't necessarily sit next to you.
I will not be the only grown man crying that day.
No, you certainly won't be. It's not going to be quite Toy Story 3 levels of tears grown man cried.
No, see, I didn't quite cry. I was about to cry. Now, I was crying out of sadness in that because I'm like, holy shit, they're going to kill these characters.
Yeah, that was pretty awful.
And then they did it just long enough so that you didn't quite cry. Tears were starting to build. Like, maybe a couple of tears trickled down my face in Toy Story 3. But I mean, I'm going to cry in happiness.
You're going to weep. But did you not feel that way when episode 1 came out?
No, because I was still a kid. I remember being really excited for it, but the magnitude of it didn't really sink in, which I'm kind of happy about because if I was an adult, when episode 1 came out, I would have been so much more disappointed.
Would have torched the cinema.
I remember going to the toilet mid-movie because I was bored during episode 1. That's how bad it was.
Yeah. Didn't even need to go. Just found an excuse.
Yeah.
I'm going to go hang out with these guys.
So, what did you guys think of our audio commentary of the Simpsons movie?
I'm so impressed that there was only one time that it felt like we couldn't talk.
Well, I was just waiting. I didn't want to interrupt you. I was just waiting for you to talk. I had something to say, but I'm like, I'm going to let him hang.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you. Okay, so sort of coming back here to still the fact that they're still watching a movie.
Yeah.
I do like that, actually. I'm one of the few people, and my mate Tom, we will sit down and watch an entire end credit sequence. I love picking out the really obscure kind of jobs as they go along. Like, there's one title or role called the best boy. Like, how cool would it be? What do you do? I'm the best boy.
Yeah.
You can't have a bad day
this
when you're referred to as the
Maggie
best
speaks.
Boy.
Even though it's not her first word, obviously, but it's...
No.
Yeah, secret.
Oh, I do remember that now.
Yeah
right. Well, if there is going to be a sequel, it's obviously going to be another 20-odd years in the making.
Surely there'd have to be another Simpsons movie coming out. You'd have to think. It's obviously not planned yet, but...
You reckon Pete Kid Flash Gomez gave himself the nickname, or did someone else give him that nickname?
And Andre Tommy...
Kid Flash seems to me like a nickname that someone would go, hi, my name's Pete, but you can call me Kid Flash.
As I said, what do you guys think of our audio commentary of the Simpsons movie? I'd love to hear what you guys think. Make sure you message the page, facebook.com/4fingerdiscount.
Yeah, I hope...
I sort of, it got to the end there and I sort of thought, fuck, we've been sitting here for like an hour and a half. It didn't feel like it, did it?
Not for us.
I'm a little bit scared that we're not allowed to edit this. So, because I'm a big... I hate the awkward pauses and the ums.
I don't think we had too... Well, there were definitely a lot of ums, and I apologize about those.
Maybe it sounds more natural.
On the whole, I think it's going to be okay.
Maybe it's going to expose how bad we are.
Yeah, that's true. This could be make or break time.
But like we said, though, guys, this isn't... What?
This is like behind the curtain. This is like you're in Oz and you've taken a peek.
We're watching the movie with you guys.
We are the Wizards Unmasked.
Yes. We're going to do a full review of the movie as well, like a full breakdown like we do of the normal episodes, just so we can go
That'll
into more...
That'll come later, though. It's not going to be straight away.
So we can go into more detail about the movie, certain things that we glossed over. There was so much stuff that I was watching happening on the screen, but Mitch was too busy talking about easydvd.com.au. Yes, there was so much stuff that I was talking about, thinking, fuck, we should be mentioning this, we should be mentioning that. Apologies for skipping over a few things, but hopefully we covered the important parts of the movie.
Yep.
Hopefully we got our basic thoughts about the movie across as well. I think we did
hopefully
a pretty good job.
Every time I had to burp, I did it off mic.
I had a bottle of Pepsi Max ready to go. I don't think I've touched it once. I was into the movie.
You promised me chocolate, and we didn't have time to actually.
Oh, yeah. How good's 12 chocolate? Well.
Yeah. 12 chocolate.
This is the part of the podcast where we talk about random shit.
Pretty much. We haven't.
Well, look at all those credits.
For the sake of time, we're not going to be doing shout outs or mailbag in this particular episode because it's kind of a different, spontaneous spur of the moment type midweek episode as well.
We literally decided this like 2 days ago. Mitch is like, do you want to do an audio commentary of the movie?
Yeah.
Like, can we go that long? We'll try.
Well, we'll give it a crack.
Yeah. If you guys didn't like it, tell us. Like, we would love to hear if you guys didn't appreciate this because we won't do it again. If you guys aren't interested in hearing us do audio commentaries, we won't do it again.
We won't do any of the other Simpson movies.
Yeah. is there anything else we could do an audio commentary on?
Look, if they enjoy it, we could do it on anything, really.
Yeah.
What's to say that we can't do it on Cliffhanger?
Beetlejuice.
Yeah, we could do it on
Ghostbusters, the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the original movie.
Spinal Tap,
yes. Do you know-
Actually, that was what I was going to say. I would have really liked it rather than Green Day if they could have got Tap into this movie somehow.
I guess, but I think they wanted someone who was relevant, someone who could promote the movie as well.
Yeah.
Because Spinal Tap isn't relevant anymore. I know how much you wish it was, it's not relevant anymore.
Well, it would just
you
be
had
nice
the best glasses mark
in.
On your face, by the way, from where your glasses were.
There's a real visual for a podcast. It would have been nice to have been able to see them get snuck into the movie because they have been.
It would have been good if they got in there somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm still surprised that. Who's the one character you are surprised didn't get a speaking role? I'm Sideshow Bob.
Sideshow Bob, yeah, definitely. Or even just Kelsey Grammer as considering himself. Just to hear Kelsey's voice would have been brilliant.
Considering they cut him out. Like, how do you cut him out of the movie?
Yeah, Kelsey, I don't understand.
How do you have that stupid fucking native woman scene and not have Kelsey Grammer in the movie?
Yeah. It could have just been Kelsey Grammer reading the alphabet out loud over and over and over again for
backwards,
10 minutes.
Quietly in the background of the movie.
Yep. That would have been fine by me.
A recipe for lentil soup.
What have we got here? At the very end of the credits, if we're coming through, we've got a little bit of a musical.
Yes. Do we have to continue through the entire end of the credits?
No, I was just surprised at the subtitles that came up.
There we go. Tress McNeil, Cat Lady.
Thank you, Tress. I appreciate all of your work.
I hear he's a really good actor.
You're one of the true greats of Hollywood.
Tress McNeil, GPS woman.
Yeah. Kissing Cops were played by Dan Castellaneta.
Tress McNeil,
and
Cookie Kwan.
Do you think Dan...
How bad do you feel? Tress McNeil, TV
Hold
son.
On, do you think...
Tress McNeil, medicine woman. Tress McNeil, girl on phone.
Never heard of him. Do you think that Dan and Hank actually kissed when they were playing Kissing Cops?
Well, wouldn't you want to get into the character? You'd have to, wouldn't you?
Oh, you would think. I think their method...
Leslie Pope. Do you know who that is?
No, who's Leslie Pope?
Neither do I. I'm just asking you.
Whenever
I see the name Leslie, I think of, what's his name? The comedian, Leslie Nielsen.
Yeah, okay.
Leslie Nielsen?
Yeah. It's hard for me to think of a Leslie that isn't Leslie Nielsen.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, we're done, guys. I really need to go to the toilet, and I don't want to leave Dando on his own. Not that Dando will be accompanying me
be
to
trusted.
The toilet. That sounded odd, but who knows what
he will
say
about me. I feel
like
we need to go to the end of the credits. We need to go to the long haul. We've gone this long. We have to keep going. Let's plug,
no
plug
still...
shit. Plug our official sponsors.
Okay,
the Simpsons
Best
Moments Facebook
do that.
Page.
Check out the Simpsons Facebook. The Simpsons Facebook Moments. Check out the Simpsons Best Moments on Facebook.
So yes.
www.facebook.com/Simpsons Best Moments. They're at what? About 420,000 people
yeah,
are
closing
subscribed
on
to that page.
And nohomers.net as well. Now, listen to the audio commentary, right? Mm. The showrunners acknowledge nohomers.net.
Oh, do they?
That, or they acknowledge them as No Homers Club. They said, oh, they were saying, oh, this would have outraged. Oh, that's cool. Having the greasy teen cleaning up shit.
Yeah.
But they,
this comes out of my salary.
They were saying, oh, that Mo gag, Mo's bar, the one that outraged me, that would have outraged all the diehards, especially those on No Homers Club.
Ah, well, so good on you guys.
They know you exist, guys.
Yeah, nice. Are we getting, We should get some
fading
of
out, and the movie is over.
We should get some of these people.
Classic. Shh. SDI Media Group. Gracie Films.
I was going to say, we should get some of these people on the show at some point. We should do some interviews with just other fans.
Just
well
hardcore fans especially. Yeah. Yeah, I'd love that.
All right, cool. Thank you so much for sticking around with us for this one, guys. It's been a lot of fun for us. I really hope that you enjoyed it. Like I said, we've been promising this on the Facebook page in particular, not specifically this, but we're going to try and do different things from time to time. This is one of those. As a whole, Four Finger Discount's getting some really good traction, and we're loving all of the feedback, but we are just also going to try and mix it up and find our feet and see what works and what doesn't. So and
we're going to create a petition. I'm going to create a petition, hopefully, that when they re-release this movie as a 10-year anniversary, our commentary is a bonus commentary on the DVD.
Oh, wouldn't that be great? Oh,
that would be amazing.
Then we would get some bucks.
Yes, we really would.
A little bit of royalty money.
I wouldn't even want money. They said to that, I'd be like, you can do it for free. I don't give a fuck. Like, yeah. I wouldn't want money, man.
It might be the one opportunity that we get to actually make money off of it.
But they said...
No, that's true. If you said, look, you can either not have money and not be on it, or not have money and be on it, I would say, please put me on it for no money.
Exactly right. So as Mitch said, thanks for listening, guys. Really do appreciate it. Like, message us. We really, really want to know what you guys think about the audio commentary. So yep. We might do more in the future. So message us on the page, facebook.com/fourfingerdiscount. Also, check out all our other videos on torrentlist.tv and subscribe to the YouTube channel. Subscriptions are going through the roof. Really appreciate that as well.
Yep. Rate and review on iTunes, please, for the yes. podcast. If you haven't already done that, and I know that there's a lot of you listening that haven't, please jump on there, guys. Say some nice words. Again, the more people that do it, the more people that will find it. So if you enjoy it, you want as many other people to enjoy it as possible.
And if you have friends that like The Simpsons, tell them about the show. We'd really appreciate you guys to share it to everyone that you know that likes
Tie
The Simpsons.
Tie them naked to a pole and just play this at them. In noise-canceling headphones, so they don't know what's going on.
Make sure
on
you have a bit
outside.
Of piece of grass to cover their doodle there.
Maybe even just put them in a white room, Guantanamo Bay style, and just blast this at them for hours and hours and hours until they're entirely caught up and until they walk out of there thinking that they are Dando and Mitch.
Oh, on that note, Mitch, any final words?
Nah, Belike, Luxembourg et Swiss, if you're still following along on the DVD.
See you later, guys.
See ya. Shh.